Ego autem in Domino speravi, exultabo et letabo. Quia respexisti humilitatem mea.
April 29, 2020, Acts 8:1-8. Saul approved of the killing. That day a bitter persecution started against the church in Jerusalem, and everyone except the apostles scattered to the counter districts of Judea and Samaria. There were some devout people, however, who buried Stephen and made great mourning for him. Saul then began doing great harm to the church. He went from house to house, arresting both men and women and sending them to prison. Once they had scattered, they went from place to place preaching the good news. And Philip went to a Samaritan town and proclaimed the Christ to them. The people unanimously welcomed the message Philip preached because they had heard of the miracles he worked and because they saw them for themselves. For unclean spirits came shrieking out of many who were possessed, and several paralyzed and cripples were cured. And the result there was a great rejoicing in that town. Persecutions have been, are, and always will be. Unfortunately, we must always reckon with them, even if there may be a period of calm. Whether it be internal or external struggles, the light came into the darkness, and the darkness did not cease, as we can read in John 1:5. As long as the Lord has not yet returned at the end of the times, the struggle will last. Christians will have to reckon with the fact that not only they will have to resist against temptations from the devil, their own creed, and the temptations of the world within, but there may be also threats from without, against life, against honor, and much more. This fact can help us to deepen our faith more and more, and to make us aware that we can never live in a comfortable security in this world. In today's text, we hear of a serious persecution of the church in Jerusalem, on the ragging of Saul of Tarsus, the later Apostle Paul, after the stoning of Stephen. The Christians were scattered. But we can record two important moments: what happened in this persecution and how God includes it in his plans of salvation. The scattered proclaimed the gospel, and so it came to Samaria and Judea. God pursues his goal so that people will receive news of his love in Jesus Christ and knows how to include everything in his plans with wise foresight. Whatever the evil and the man instigated by him will try, it will not succeed in the last consequence, when this also means suffering for the believers. This is an important lesson for us, so that we do not allow ourselves to be clouded by an apparent omnipotence of evil and by any hopelessness that might enter our souls because of hard times. Rather, we can take a step forward in faith and say, when such struggles and persecutions come, painful as they are, the Lord will do great things. This step is important and corresponds to our reality of faith, and removes the powers of darkness from the concrete influence on our soul. Let us therefore not only look at difficult situations from the point of view of disaster, without trivializing them, but let us place our trust in God, who is the Lord of the situation, however hopeless it may seem. The second moment is when we see that Philip, endowed with a special authority, wins people for Christ, and demons must go away. Healings happen, and there's a great joy in the capital of Samaria. We remember when Jesus was in Samaria during his lifetime and cast out the many demons from the possessed, whom he then allowed to throw themselves into the sea with the pigs. The Samaritans were full of fear and asked him to go. Now they received the Lord in his apostle and unanimously heeded Philip's words. Where there is much darkness, God also sends great light. And we can already look forward to the conversion of Saul of Tarsus, which will take place soon. The persecutor becomes the proclaimer. The persecution must serve the proclamation. The plans of the evil one are integrated into the wise action of God. Let us also take these words with us into our present time. The friendship and all too close cooperation with the spirit of this world, which we can see in church circles, cannot hide the fact that the signs of persecution of Christians are increasing. The so-called lockdown, for example, in the corona pandemic, has shown us how quickly public life can be paralyzed and the church is closed. We must remain vigilant that this strong dominance of politics over the life of its citizens and over the church does not mutate into a kind of world dictatorship in the face of catastrophes and global environmental concerns. But even if that should happen, the Lord will always show us his own way, and the gospel will still find its way.
The introit we will hear today is taken from Psalm 31 and says, "I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love. Because you have seen my affliction, you have known the distress of my soul. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me."
In te, Domine, speravi, non confundar in eternum. In justitia tua libera me. Ego autem in Domino speravi, exultabo et letabo.
Humilitate mea.